What we want to do is try and answer as many questions as he has. So when Joe asks a question, if you know the answer, great. If you don't, you're going to let him know that you'll get the answer for him, but also say anything else you'd like to know or anything else you have questions on. Just be as natural and as honest as you can. That's it. That's the way that you'll have the most success as long as you follow the system. Follow the guidelines. But it has to be you doing this invitation. It has to be your personality. Not me, not Blaine Athorn or Kevin Trudeau. It has to be your personality, your words, and of course using this framework. Well, let's say that Joe says something like this. Hey, what about that free cruise? How do I get that? Well, for one thing, that's exactly one of the responses that you want. Hey, Chris, what about that free cruise? How do I get that? Because that allows you to ease right into the invitation to your house to share the program, if they say that. And here's how you would respond. See, by listening, by pause 1, 2, 3, most of the time, the prospect will give you the opportunity to invite them to share the program. And as I mentioned on an earlier CD, most of the time, the reason that people don't sign someone up is they talk too much. They don't listen to what the prospect wants to hear. They just keep talking and talking and talking, and eventually they confuse the prospect so much that they actually forgot what their main question was. So pause 1, 2, 3. So if Joe says, hey, what about that free cruise? How do I get that? What you would say is, hey, Joe, what I'd love to do is have you and Sue come over to the house on Tuesday night and show you exactly how to get the $5,000 free cruise. Then you just carry on with the same invitation that we already outlined. Joe, what I'd love to do is have you and Sue come over to the house on Tuesday night and show you exactly how to get that $5,000 free cruise. Simple. Long distance is exactly the same phone call. The only difference is you will invite them to visit the website or look at the video on the website. And of course, that shares the program there. Or a membership overview call. Or a three-way call with your upline. Or a membership overview meeting in their area. But probably the first thing would be to send them to the website and to have them review that. And again, we're talking about long distance here. Then, of course, after they reviewed the website or the membership overview call, then you would set a time to follow up with them. Write this down. This is important. Write this down. The purpose of a meeting is to book another meeting. The purpose of a meeting is to book another meeting. And by the way, a phone appointment is a meeting. When you're talking to somebody about gin, who's not in gin, in an attempt to get them into gin, that's a meeting. A home meeting is a meeting. And of course, the purpose of a meeting is to book another meeting. After a prospect signs up, we're booking a meeting to get them started right. A local event is a meeting. A taste of gin is a meeting. A weekend function is a meeting. We're always booking another meeting. Okay, so we've spent an extensive amount of time on the invitation. We've covered multiple situations within multiple scenarios. And the reason for that is the invitation is the key to your success in going platinum. Unless you do a successful invitation, you're not going to get to share the program. So we spent a lot of time here on the invitation. I hope that you took good notes. Remember, the invitation is a structure. It's a platform. The people that we're talking to are people that you know. So you have to be natural. Let's go to, let's say, hot leads, for instance. We can script hot leads. And the reason is because the prospect, the hot lead prospect, doesn't know you. So we can actually use a script there. But in the event of someone that you know, it has to be you. Again, within the framework of the invitation.